This is Scenic Roots, and this afternoon again we have a show for you, not from the Isis Theatre in Asheville, but as a benefit for it. The pandemic, of course, has impacted our lives in so many ways, not the least of which is not being able to share the joy of live music with friends and fellow revelers, as a friend of mine was lamenting earlier today. But we do have these virtual house shows featuring some of the many talented singers, players and writers who would have been playing for a live audience in the Isis Theatre. For several weeks now, we've been sharing some of these shows being streamed weekly on the Mountain Spirit Facebook page. The online shows double as a fundraiser for the theatre and for the Mountain Spirit acoustic series. On this afternoon's Scenic Roots, singer and songwriter Trett Fury. It was almost 50 years ago when she joined Spencer Davis, playing guitar with him for a couple of years. Following that, he helped her secure her first recording contract in the early 70s. On this show, she shares many of the songs she's written for a new album she's about to record. On Scenic Roots, in a show from her bedroom in Florida, this is Trett Fury.
Everyone, this is my ninth live stream concert, live from home, and this is done in conjunction with Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series at Isis Music Hall, because we need to support the venues, and I will talk more about that as we go along. As you know, this is an all new stuff, all new songs. Some you've heard some of these songs because I've been doing some of them, but these are 10 of the 12 or 13 songs that will be on the new CD. And I'm starting with my first of the two pandemic songs I've written. This is the one that is the more tongue-in-cheek.
Stories across the room.
runs in. Now, this next song is also about my father. So he went into hospice care in July. My brother, my oldest brother Rob, and I flew out to see him in Beaver Dam in August, and our nephew Cameron came as well. And we spent a few days with Dad playing cribbage and took him out to lunch one day, just spending as much time as we could. And then when we left, we said our goodbyes. I was sure that he was not going to make it past August because he was so weak. Well, he wasn't quite ready. He wasn't ready to go until his beloved Brewers won the World Series and the Packers won the Super Bowl. He was going to hang on because he lived for sports. Now, the Packers lost in a wild card game, but the Brewers made it 7 games through the playoffs against the Dodgers, lost in the 7th game, and he made it through those 7 games. And this is a wonderful photo of him in hospice care. His TV was up above, watching his Brewers play. There he's just in heaven, watching those games. Now the last couple games, he was too weak to get out of bed, and Joan would give him a play-by-play of the games. But he truly made it till the playoffs were over. Well, one more thing. Well, I'll show you that after. Just one more game before I go. Just one more chance to see a home run from my favorite team, my favorite game, before I board the one-way train across that great divide. I know I'm walking the thinnest line. The doctor told me I had little time. At 99, it's fine to be on my way. But all I ask for is one more game. I can't wait to hear the play. Just one more game before he goes. Just one more chance. Thank you. This song was written about a time when I was 11 years old. Now, y'all have heard me sing a lot about Elm Court. Summer to Me, Lightning Bugs, Kick the Can. That's all at Elm Court from the years 7 to 11. Great one-block street where we had the run of the street. And it was fantastic. In fact, my brother Russ found this picture and sent it to me. This is the house that we lived in on Elm Court. It was a good-sized house. There were four kids. Four-bedroom house. Big, beautiful glassed-in porch. I remember this house so well. I remember going back to Libertyville when I was older and driving by this house and thinking, God, it's so small. I remembered it as so much bigger. But it looks big in this big photo. But we left when I was 11 years old to move up to Marquette, Michigan. And right before we moved, and some of you have heard this story, my oldest brother walked in the house with a guitar, and I said, mine. And I took that guitar for him, and he had to get himself another guitar because I wanted that guitar. And I wanted to play guitar. I knew what I was going to be for the rest of my life. I wanted to be a folk singer, a traveling folk singer. Still a folk singer, just not traveling right now. But so a few more photos to show you. So this is the house we moved into, 606 West College in Marquette, which was later moved to another part of town because the hospital expanded. Now, another amazing thing about this, there's a reference in this song to a hot dog wagon. And I want to explain why. I mentioned Yonkers. We used to go to Yonkers twice a year so my mother could visit her sister, Aunt Rose, and the mother and all the cousins and everything. Well, one year that we went, and this was early in 62, maybe the winter visit, my parents went into the city to see The Price is Right. My mother loved The Price is Right. She loved Bill Cullen. She wanted to go and be part of the experience. So they go to The Price is Right, and when you go there as a visitor, they take all your information. And it turns out, at the end of the show, they picked my dad to be on the next show. So they stayed so that he could be on the show. And he was the big winner. He was the grand prize winner on the show. And what he won was a Vendmobile, which was a three-wheeled hot dog wagon that we hauled up to Marquette, and my poor brothers had to sell hot dogs. Here they're moving to a new area, and they have to spend the summer selling hot dogs and pop, because it's the Midwest, and candy bars. And you know, back then, Marquette had maybe 2 weeks of summer. It was cold always, not anymore. So they'd have to go to baseball games and softball games and whatever. But so he's a big prize winner. So because of that, he gets to come back again. So the next day, we go in, the whole family goes in we're invited to be in the audience. And we're all in the audience, and my dad has a chance to win a cabin cruiser. That's the big prize that next day. And he's just trying to decide if he's going to freeze or bid higher, as you did on that show. And we're all up in the audience going, freeze, freeze, freeze. And my dad didn't freeze. He bid higher and he lost the vote. And we never forgave him. It was always, Dad blew the boat. So, this is my first guitar. When I was 11 years old, we left our home in Chicago, traveling to the north so far. Didn't know what was in store, only knew we wanted more. And that was when I got my first guitar. Four kids, my mom and dad, pots and pans and football pads, a dab and four twin beds and a dinette set. A hot dog wagon from The Price is Right. My dad wanted on the show one night, and that was how we showed up in Marquette. Hated leaving that one block street, 30 kids, including me, 4 years of playing in that empty lot. I said goodbye to my best friend. I don't think I ever saw him again, but this was not my choice, like it or not. When I was 11 years old, we left our home in Chicago, traveling to the north so far. Didn't know what was in store, only knew I wanted more, and that was when I got my first guitar. Guitar saved my life. A new chapter was in my sight. Took it from my brother when he walked in that door. Didn't matter what new friends I made, I just wanted that guitar to play. Hell, we had already moved 4 times before. We left our home in Chicago, traveling to the north so far. Didn't know what was in store, only knew I wanted more, and that was when I got my first guitar. In store, only knew I wanted more, and that was when I got my first guitar. Thank you. This song I wrote before the pandemic, but it certainly applies to what's happening now. I mean, I wrote this about just the darkness of the administration, the time in which we are living, the hatred that is running rampant, the craziness out there. People feel justified in being cruel and hateful, and I do not understand that. We need to take back the love. We need to take back the light, which is why we must all vote. I was minding my own business, facing demons in my head, while the devil was afoot, feeding off the dead. Stripping off the tasty bits, devouring the best. Just a few things I need to get off my chest. Mine is maybe turn away. The heart is dark, the skin is cold, as we watch this tragedy unfold. And endlessly we turn our back. Darkness that we knew was foretold, but we can change it. We can turn it into gold. We can stop the hatred from sickening our souls. We have the means, because love is on our side. Oh, Thank you. So get out there and boat, damn it. So I'm going to slip in one more song for you. Thank you again so much for spending this time with me. I can't tell you how much it means to me. You are keeping the music alive, you're keeping the bills paid, and you're making me very happy. My next show will be September 23rd, and I'm not sure what the theme will be yet. It might be another request show. Although those are very trying because I have to learn so many, relearn things, but we may do another request show, but keep your eye on it. There'll be a video, promo video up soon. Oh, the 24th is Thursday? Oh, I'm sorry. It's always Thursday. 8 o'clock. Thursday, the 24th of September, I will be back with a new show, and I will have recorded all my tracks by then. Please remember to, it's in the chat as well as on my website, please remember to donate if you can, and partial proceeds will go to this wonderful venue. So this is my other brand new song that came out of boot camp. The exercise was to find something from your family, something from your past, something meaningful to you. And I picked this. This was my mother's one cup measuring cup. She had this forever. She used this forever, even when there was better ones. She loved this, and I got it when she passed away. And I am so grateful to have it. So I will leave you. Love it. but fleeting pleasures are passing of time. I have measured life and love and food so fine, but fleeting pleasures are passing of time. Thank you so much. Thank you for spending this time with me. This will be up on my channel as soon as it processes it. It'll be up for a while. So enjoy it again. Tell your friends. And I hope to see you again in September. Thank you so much.
Prep Fury from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page. This is Scenic Roots.